quite the finish. Again, just like last year where you had to come back in the last minute and win a game in overtime here in Warman. You're able to do it here again tonight, and the power play came through for you when you needed it the most tonight.
Yeah, I mean, 6-on-3, you would hope you'd get some good looks. We were able to do that. You know, I thought as a whole it was a solid game. I think that, you know, we hit some posts, quite a few posts. I don't know what the number would be, the final tally. So I think that we could have, you know, maybe not been in that situation if those go posted in, but credit to the guys for sticking with it. They know that as a team we weren't at our best last night, and even though there's players in the lineup tonight who didn't play, they felt as a team that we needed to respond, and I thought we did that in terms of work ethic and compete tonight.
Yeah, I think you were able to actually pull a reversal here tonight. You had the older lineup, you had more of your key guys in the lineup, you had 3 20-year-olds in the lineup, and they were all pretty key as it turned out to be tonight.
Yeah, exactly. To get some of your veteran players in the lineup is always good. I know they've been chomping at the bit to get into the lineup. It's been a long week for everyone, right? 4 games in 5 days, 2 rookie games, and now 2 preseason games. With minimal systems put into place, not much time to practice. So almost feels like the playoffs less right now. But it's just preseason. So, yeah, we still got lots of work to do. It's a great way to end off the week here. It's been a long one, but there's plenty of work still to do.
Nice to have Dominic Peter on your side now this year.
Oh, man, what a heck of a player. Just out there in all situations. He was out there in the penalty kill, power play. He's taking big faceoffs at the end of the game for us, and then obviously gets a game-tying goal late in the game. So he's going to be a great addition for our team this year.
Yeah, and you also have a pretty good goaltending battle as well, and Tate Timmerman is right in the middle of that. He made a heck of a save in the third period to keep you guys in this game rather than falling behind by 2.
Yeah, Tate's been really good. Obviously, we have some decisions to make, and they're not going to be easy, but again, like I said to you before in the past, this is what you want. You want to have good internal competition. And so, yeah, we still have a couple of games left here heading into the regular season. A couple of preseason games, sorry. And well, time's going to tell how things shake out. Obviously, Gardner's going to go to Columbus here next week. And so we'll have 3 goalies around. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how it plays out.
And Lewandowski and Lang also head off next week to their NHL camps. So, as a result, it's still quite the battle for some of those forward positions as well.
Yeah, exactly. No one's spot set in stone here. Yeah, we're going to have guys go away for NHL training camp, and so our opening night lineup might not look the same a week after that. So there's still lots of spots. I think that guys showed really well tonight. And, yeah, it's like I said, it's going to be tough decisions, but that's fine with us.
You don't play again until next Friday in Moose Jaw. What goes on over the next few weeks in practice trying to get ready to play again 1 week before the regular season starts?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work left to do, and that's mostly just system work, right? Finding line combinations as well, D pairings as well, but mainly just a lot of practice. Like I said to you before, we haven't had a lot of time to practice as a group. We've had just one. And so this week coming up will be really, really important to us in terms of getting our systems in place and get to playing the way we want to play.